I told Father Dosh at breakfast this morning that this is my favorite day of the three, Thursday, Friday, and Holy Saturday. In fact, this is my favorite liturgy, really, of the whole year. Good Friday. When I unlocked the church this morning, I was struck by the altar that was stripped, the only day it can be. There's always a sense of something amazing to me on Good Friday. And it is good, because never before has there been or will there be such a good act done for humanity, because we were in need. We are sinners. We cannot save ourselves. Today, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ. I was reminded before we began that the rubrics, the red letters that tell us how to do things, mention that there may be a brief homily. Father Dosh reminded me, because he was the sacristan at the North American College. But because we don't have a procession for the cross or communion, I'd like to share some thoughts I wrote down this morning. During this pandemic in 2020, we're battling a virus, yes, but something else is going on, perhaps just as important. People all over the world are facing death, whether they like it or not, whether they are aware of it or not. People all over the world are facing themselves, whether they are aware of it or not. Never before has this happened throughout the entire world simultaneously. During world wars, the enemy was often out there. Now the enemy is maybe right here, or the enemy is right here. You see, when you face death, and when you face yourself, and the only answer you have is yourself, really weird things start to happen. The TV news today, for me, is like a bad accident scene I can't help but watch. I'm not talking about the battle of the virus. I'm not talking about the tragic deaths adding up. None of us want to watch that. What I can't get enough of, to be honest, what I can't look away from, is the response of the part of humanity who have nothing to fall back on. They have nothing to fall back on except themselves, while they discover in themselves they are powerless. I'm not making light of them. I'm just observing the secular world. By their own admission, they are godless. They've made light of faith. They've made light of any authority or power outside of them. They've made light of anything divine. This is the bad accident scene like none other. And it's fascinating to watch. and it's very sad. The only resort is to blame. Remember our first Sunday of Lent? What Satan said to Jesus? If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the temple. In the Gospels, while our Lord was dying for us, what did the crowd say? If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. The thief. It is easy for us right now, if we don't have faith, to blame, and we may as well start at the top. If Jesus is the Christ, stop this virus. But that is the response of the devil in the Bible. If you are, if you are, if you are, make me God. Do what I want. Give me the power. And I have to remind myself when I think the same thing. Our Lord today does not come down from the cross. Today, our Lord empties himself. He gives all he can give. He surrenders quietly and without performance. This Good Friday event is the greatest manifestation of God's love for us. We need to be thankful today for Good Friday in our lives. A softy would have come down from the cross and put on a show. Nothing is soft today. Today, Jesus did not die. He was killed on our hardness. The hardness of the cross, the hardness of the nails, the hardness of the thrones, the spear, and the jeers that mocked him. The evil one has his hour today. And John reminds us in his passion by saying, "It is night." Yet, this is what we fall back on. The cross becomes our way. The cross becomes our means. The cross was a triumphant death. In losing what our Lord lost today, he wins. And in dying, he will live. He will live. So that I don't have as myself my only answer in life. Amen.